Between now and next Friday, the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to propose new health standards for two important air pollutants. The proposal could lead to more stringent pollution controls on everything from cars to power plants to wood-burning stoves. The impending announcement stems from recent research suggesting that ozone smog and tiny particles of smoke and soot are more harmful than previously thought. But as NPR's David Barron reports, the EPA's decision could be based as much on politics as it is on science.
Every 5 years, the Environmental Protection Agency is required to ask itself this question. For each of the most common and pervasive air pollutants, what levels should be considered safe? Environmental law professor Arnold Reitze of George Washington University says the answer often changes.
We are in a field where new knowledge is constantly coming into play, and the results of research studies and various other scientific inquiries may make existing rules obsolete.
And new research suggests the EPA's current standards for ozone and particulate pollution may in fact be obsolete. Ozone is a major component of smog. It forms when emissions from cars and smokestacks combine in the presence of sunlight. Particulate pollution includes many things: soot spewed out by diesel engines, dust from construction sites, and tiny acid particles from automobile tailpipes and power plants. A large number of recent studies suggest even in areas of the country that meet current health standards for ozone and particulates, people are getting sick and even dying from the pollution. Health and environmental organizations say the message is clear. The EPA must tighten its standards. But law professor Arnold Reitze says the EPA faces a problem. The science suggests there may be no level at which these pollutants are completely safe.
What it is a continuum, that more pollution means more health problems, less pollution means less health problems. And so the question is, where do you draw the line?
That's the decision the EPA must make by next Friday. And while it's supposed to be a purely scientific decision, it's generated one of the most heated political battles the EPA has seen in some time. An industry coalition of oil companies, mining firms, automakers, and other manufacturers is fighting to keep the current health standards unchanged. Not only has the coalition been lobbying the Clinton administration and Congress, but it's also encouraged governors, mayors, and state legislators to send letters urging the EPA to maintain the status quo.
The coalition is really just trying to educate people about what these standards would mean.
And what they would mean, says coalition co-chair Paul Bailey of the American Petroleum Institute, is many billions of dollars in added cost to the economy.
People will be required to buy more expensive gasoline. There will be more pollution controls on automobiles. Smaller businesses such as bakeries, dry cleaners, gasoline stations will have more controls on them.
Bailey's coalition argues it would be premature to impose these costs on society when much of the science remains unclear. For instance, researchers aren't sure which types of particulates are most harmful. Industry lobbyists also contend stricter standards would provide little health benefit considering the high cost. But the Clean Air Act forbids the EPA from taking cost into account when setting air quality standards, and environmental organizations intend to keep the EPA honest on that point. A coalition of health and environmental groups held a news conference in Boston this week in an attempt to counter the industry's lobbying campaign. Stephanie Pollack is with the Conservation Law Foundation.
There is real concern that EPA will back down, that they either won't set a standard or, more likely, that they will set a standard that will still leave literally millions of people, possibly tens of millions of people in America, breathing unhealthy air after the standard was fully complied with.
Whatever the EPA proposes, the regulations will still be preliminary. Final air quality standards must be in place by next June. Until then, lobbying on both sides of this supposedly scientific matter is likely to intensify. I'm David Barron reporting.